of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day and you're ready, you're buckled up, because here we go. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to be talking today about this. Our wonderful President Trump making comms about the Red Cross. How long have we been waiting for that? And so I'm going to talk to you about today what I think he's talking about on these Red Cross comms. And so, yeah, we're going to have fun talking about that, because it's he's bringing them down. He's bringing down the cabal right before our very eyes. We are so blessed to live in this day. Really, seriously, pinch yourself. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. You can definitely check into my channel, melissaredpill.com. We have tons of resources over there for you. We really talk about the current events in the light of God's word. It's literally biblical. We'll get to that in just a second. But let's get started. Our president upset everybody's apple cart, as he has been doing for 10 years, something like that. What don't they get? This happens all the time. And he does not hold back. And I think that we're on a timeline right now where things have really heated up. I'm going to show you a post about that from 17. So yeah, it's you're going to really enjoy it. So this really very interesting post, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, well. That was my term. Yeah, but a lot of these people, we're going to get to where they're like, oh, it's blasphemy. Okay, everybody calm down. Relax. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. Yeah, they're going to have a conniption. They're going to have a heart attack if they do not watch out. Hey, everybody, I see you over on the chat. And don't forget to go and check everybody out. We're on Rumble and we're on YouTube. And I want to see if everything is going, cooking along over on YouTube land. And so definitely go and check that out. Yes, it's working. Hey, thumbs up to everybody over. You're don't forget to hit the thumbs up on my channel. Here is the link right here. So everybody go over if you can and say hey to the peeps over there. Let me see if I can grab this link real quick and post that over in the chat so you can go and say hey. And so hey to everybody, no matter where you are, YouTube land or Rumble land. So we've been on here a while. So a lot of our folks have been on Rumble, but we're glad to be back on YouTube and glad to be back with our homies. We had a lot of people over there before, and a lot of people don't even know we're back because they didn't have their bell rung. So make sure you have your little bell rung. Make sure you hit the like button right now and hit the subscribe if you're not subscribed, to help the bell rung and you share. All right. So what is he doing right here? So this was actually a post from this other man named Nick Adams. I'm going to show you the other post. So it's different. Okay. So y'all ready? There's President Trump's, and here's the one by Nick Adams. It was posted February 4th. He says, America's been sick for a long time. President Trump is healing this nation. Now we will be united. The world will be united. We were told that on the board. That's hard to imagine. It really is. But I talk about that in my most recent book, The Golden Age of Unity, that we will be all brought back together. That is definitely going to happen. And what does that? The truth sets us free. The truth unifies us, because right now, even now, we have so many, not that we're arguing amongst ourselves or whatever, but there's just so much that is not clear yet. And eventually, when the truth completely comes out, we will be unified. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, there will be no more deception for 1,000 years. So I'm your Revelation girl if you really want to know the wonderful truth about Revelation. Okay, but look at the difference in the pictures between Nick Adams and what President Trump posted. And the main thing that I see, there's something else you guys posted in the chat, but I think the main thing is that this right here, this image right here, you can't see the head on this. And so it appears that, I don't know if these people have, in honor of maybe the ones who've died, that they are now in heaven. And that they are, in glory. You've got all these airplanes flying around, to protect us. And you've got, the nurses. But I don't see the Red Cross. Do y'all see the Red Cross? President Trump said the Red Cross was on here, but it's not on here. But this very strange image is different on here. Okay, there's no head on this one. It just got chopped off in the when it was cropped. But look right here at this one. Here's the one by President Trump, and it has a very interesting image right there with a star hat on, like a Lady Liberty, a Statue of Liberty hat, or kind of looks kind of evil. Is that what he means by the Red Cross was on here? I don't know. Do you tell me what you think of in the comments, because it's not, there's nothing here that shows Red Cross. There's no Red Cross on this image unless I'm completely missing it, and I've been looking at it several times and I just don't see it. So what was he indicating? You know, clearly he's touching this person, this patient, on the head to try to get this person better, like Jesus. And the truth is, he's not in a doctor's outfit. He's in a Jesus outfit. By all accounts, that's what those are the kinds of clothes that they wore back in Jesus' time. And I will say this, you know, if people are like, well, how do we know what they wore? Well, history books show, you know, the garb that they wore, and this is, you know, clearly, you know, Middle Eastern attire. And when he was on the cross, they were gambling for his tunic and his robe. So he wore a tunic and a robe. We know that from the Word of God. Either way, you know, this was quite the post for President Trump to put out. And what is he really talking about? That he is going to be the unifier. If you haven't seen the Melania documentary, you might want to watch that, because that was a very big point in the documentary, that she came into one of his meetings where they were discussing what was going to be said in his acceptance speech, not the acceptance, the inaugural address. And he allowed her, you know, that what she brought in, her little tidbit, he allowed that to be part of his speech. And it was where he would be the unifier. Well, of all the things that President Trump has done, and he's done a lot from his first term and his second term, he has not yet brought unity. We're not there yet. That has not happened. And, you know, it doesn't appear that this post right here really very much went any ways toward that happening. But that's what he's trying to do in this picture. You would not expect this to raise the ire of all the people, and you know that they are just having a fit, right? So, you know, he's wanting there to be healing, not just for this man. This man represents America. We want healing for America. We want everyone to be well, right? We want everyone to be unified. We want there to be healing. And how do you have this healing? There has to be peace on earth. There has to be, the cabal has to be gone. There has to be no more of this, you know, deception and big, you know who, and you know all the things that they've done to our to damage our health, and all, you know, so many things, right? So he's trying to do that. Well, they didn't like it one little tiny bit. All right. So is this picture right here of this, is that the Red Cross? And what is the Red Cross? We're going to get to that in just a minute. But first, I want you to hear what he had to say about it. Okay, so check this out.
Mr. President, did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depiction. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor, and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better. I make people a lot better. As
He really does. He makes people a lot better. You ask anybody from Venezuela or Iran, and he makes people a lot better. No doubt, that is the truth. But let's just be honest, he doesn't look like a doctor. It doesn't look like a doctor. Not any doctor I've ever gone to, right? And there's no Red Cross worker. So he's just kind of, he knows as a media genius how to get everybody talking, and also how to get everybody up in arms. And it worked, because this was all over everywhere. He is a media genius. What is he trying to accomplish? And that, you know, of course, that caused me to come over and have this video so we can talk about this. Well, when he talks about the Red Cross, of course, that is our cue from Q to talk about the Red Cross. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Yeah, so this guy, I pinned this post over on my social media. And so I want you to see what else he said with this lady who has actually been in other videos. I'm not really going to go into that right now. I don't have the clip to show you, but she's been in some other videos where it's talking about the no tax on tips lady. And she, so it's very interesting. She got a haircut, but it's the same lady. But anyway, here's what he said when she came to the door. Check this out.
Listen to what he says here.
This doesn't look staged, does it?
This doesn't look staged, does it? Setting the stage, right? We're watching a movie. Really? I mean, they should be ready for it. They should be ready for it, but they're not. So check this out, what else he says.
This doesn't look staged, does it?
Well, this looks staged. Of course it's staged. And if you listen to how he finishes this off,
and had to do with Red Cross, as a Red Cross worker there, which we support.
Okay, but he also talked to the lady and said that she has her husband is very ill, right? And so he was bringing that up with her. Maybe that's, I think it's on this one. Here it is. Okay, yeah.
Feel sick yet?
I understand your husband's going through treatment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's going through some very serious cancer treatment, so.
Okay, so there you go. So President Trump was bringing up about that he's, you know, sick. A lot of people are having health issues. I mean, it's really off the charts. We're on this very, very interesting timeline that we've got to get everybody well, because it's a big deal. So I want you to see when he's talking about all this, this healing, this is what brought up so many of these posts. Let me see if I can get back down to it. Where it talks about in post 1573, dated June 20, 2018, it says Riri drops 302 Ma DOJ forced to supply RR fireworks rank and file testifying as informants. Hussein, White House senior staffer on record, pain. House of Cards, these people are sick. Doctors treating. Who's the doctor? President Trump, he's the one who's the doctor who's treating this sick group. First of all, to remove the satanic criminal cabal, who are the sickest, like sick in the head, but also to make us well. And that was the whole point of his post, is that we've got to save the patient, save America, because they have just got us down, you know, in this stranglehold. And that's the whole point of what he's doing over in Iran. And, you know, some people just don't understand that. But we do, right here on the Freedom Force Battalion. All right, so I want you to see that from 17, because, you know, he really doesn't talk about doctor very much, but he was saying, President Trump was saying he was the doctor. This post right here talks about the doctors treating the illness. That I thought you really want to see. And also the House of Cards coming down. This is what we're seeing. I'm telling you right now, we are on a very fast timeline. Every day, it's something else. At the end of this video, I'm going to show you several of the things that are happening between the blockade and what's going on in Lebanon with these judges being switched out. I mean, it's all you can do to keep up. It really, it takes 24/7 to keep up. All right, so here's another one posted May 12th, 2018. It says, attempts to divide. We responded. House cleaning, heal core. Now that's actually on the board, I think, a couple of times. Heal core. Important to clean prior to next events. I think sometimes some of these things, when he responds to people, whether he, like right now, he's responding to the Pope. Let me do that real quick. I don't think I have a picture of it, but Tom Homan is also pushing back on the Pope today. Did you guys see that? That is a big deal, because the Pope is supposed to be infallible, right? He's supposed to be, they call it papal supremacy. He's allowed to, whatever he says is basically like the word of God. If anybody is blaspheming, I would say it's him, because he's saying every word out of his mouth is straight from the mouth of God. Please. And so what President Trump was saying is that this man does not understand what he's talking about, because we're trying to stop very evil things from happening in the world, whether it's in Iran or wherever it has been going on. And Tom Homan was saying the same thing. He said, this is, you know, if this man knew what I have seen, and I'm not even going to tell you what Tom Homan said, but you know the horrible things that have happened to the children, the horrible things that have happened in these, you know, people baking in these 18-wheeler trailers. It's pure evil, and it has to be stopped. you know, he says it's not a victimless crime. This has got to be, we've got to protect the innocent, protect the victims, not, you know, allow this evil to continue. And so they're both pushing back on the Pope, which is a big deal because, you know, I'm not Catholic, so I've not been in that mode of thinking. But for someone to think that, you know, this man, they're taught that he is infallible, got to come out of that. And so this is what I think it's talking about here, where it says important to clean prior to next events. It's important to push out some kind of truth, to untangle the web of lies that have kept people in a stranglehold. I really do think that that's what it's talking about cleaning this before you go on to the next thing, because with people being with that lie holding them down, they have to be extricated from that lie. And so you can move on to the next lie, to untangle that next lie. One lie at a time is being extricated from. The choice has always been yours. The choice will always be yours. This is not a game. This is not a popularity contest. This is life, freedom. Together, we the people. Where we go one, we go all. Time to move on. Dark to light. Attacks will only get worse. Truth is freedom. What do we say all the time? The truth is literally setting us free. That's why we're all about, every time I post something, I know I put on there the retruth so you can post it over on X. That's where we can get a lot done. And I know you, a lot of you guys are really doing that. That we push really hard on getting this truth out into the public, because and X is a big place to have that done. We have Getter, we have True Social, we have Telegram, but the biggest thing is there are more people on X than anywhere. You know, again, I'm so very thankful to be back on YouTube. So please, you know, always share this truth, because this is what sets us free. All this confusion is not setting us free. We've got to untangle these knots for people. And so we move from darkness of confusion to light. Attacks will only get worse. Truth is freedom. Truth is logic. Stay the course. Logical thinking is that this cabal has held Iran in as their proxy and held the people in a terrible situation for a long time, at least 47 years, more like 118 years or more. And so how do you logically set these people free? Well, that's exactly what President Trump is doing with this war, with removing their military, removing their ability to fight back, and doing this blockade. We'll get to that. All right, so I want you to see that's what 17 said also. And then here are the posts about the EOs, Red Cross Iran. I'm going to show you the video of this real quick so you see what it's talking about, what 17's talking about. This, the Red Cross is the smuggling, the trafficking for the cabal. This is how they do it. And no one's going to open these big boxes and find out that there's just loads and loads of cash in there. They think it's blood in there to save the people. And they're not going to want to look at the blood. People are mostly repulsed by blood, right? So, you know, this is what he's talking about. When you have the Red Cross in Iran, in Pakistan, North Korea, what is the deal? Well, they have controlled these areas and used the Red Cross for their trafficking of a lot of different things. And one of the main things we've known about is, of course, Obama sending all this money over to Iran. We know that they were using it to build up this nuclear arsenal. Clearly, the money was not going to the people so that they could be used as the world's boogeyman, whether it's in Hezbollah and Hamas or wherever they would do it, especially, you know, in Iran. Well, thank God for our wonderful military and our wonderful President Trump, because now it's all at the bottom of the sea. They have no military at all. But their one little thing that they had was the control of the strait, and that's gone too. So this is what he's talking about when he says Red Cross. We'll get to that. All right, so I'll show you the video of the cash if you haven't seen that one. Red Cross, dot, 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 dot. In other words, how many other places has the Red Cross been used for evil like that? And to traffic children, traffic drugs, traffic arms, all the trafficking. Define smuggle. What is smuggled? What I just said. What funds are used to pay for the goods? These people are sick. Relevant to events about to unfold. Follow the EO. So this is what, you know, he's bringing this up because this is, I think that when he says they're about to unfold, well, they're now unfolding with him saying those famous words, Red Cross, when the Red Cross was not even on the picture. Okay. So I'm like, what is he? He must be clearly pointing to this. And then post 489, U.S. taxpayers are paying for it all. Paris Accord scam in the trillions with the TR. Trillions. Red Cross scam in the billions. Foreign aid scam in the trillions. War scam in the trillions. On and on. What? Who audits where the money actually goes? Stacks and stacks and boxes of cash. Nobody. Who actually receives the money? Well, the cabal. The U.S. taxpayers funding the very people we are engaged in taking down. And this is what most people don't realize. They think this, that what you hear on the news and that, oh, this is a regular typical war. We're not having a war with Iran. The war is against the Red Cross or the Red Shield. That's who our war is against, taking that criminal cabal down. Slush funds everywhere. Think George Soros pays for Antifa out of his own pocket? No, that's you're out of your money. The hole is deep. Feel sick yet? All right, so there you go. I want you to see that. Let's see if there's any more. Yeah, missing. This is all this just. I think that's those are the main ones. Oh, Red Cross, red. North Korea, Hussein. Of course, that when it talks about Hussein, that's bringing up obviously the money that was sent into Iran for their evil purposes. Asia, why was that stringer sent out? Decode, news unlocks message. So this is kind of the big news. The news that's pushed out there, and he has to do it so that it is has like fire attached to it, where it really starts to fly. Everybody knows about this post, and they heard the word Red Cross. And so that's what our job is, to connect the dots for people. He's talking about this Red Cross, this Red Shield, Rothschilds that he is taking down, that they've done this smuggling. They've done these crimes all over the world against humanity. Where is the Red Cross? Well, as we were reading before, it's everywhere, runs deep. Children pray. So this is who, you know, what he's up against. He's up against pure evil. You guys know that. You know, some people realize, think, oh, he's just fighting a typical war. No, he's fighting the war to end all wars. He's fighting the literal Antichrist. They are anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-freedom, anti-family, anti-love, anti-mercy, anti-justice, anti-truth. Everything that is about Christ, they are the opposite. Okay, Red Cross is corrupt and used as a piggy bank. Future topic, future as in now, 4/14/2026, future topic, diseases created by families in power, population control, think AIDS, future topic, relevant, fly, Roths, fly. Okay, we're fixing to get to that. I promise you I'll get to it. I am. If you like this type of content and it's really helping you to piece this together, Definitely go and hit the subscribe button. Make sure your bell is rung. Make sure that you always like and share our content. Okay, don't forget. Do it right now, because I know I will forget and you'll forget too. All right, so yeah, that's what he was talking about with this lady. I want you to see that. So this one here, this post about healing, I'm going to go ahead and show you this one next. Here is the... As we were talking about the Red Cross, and the Red Cross is pointing us to the Red Shield. Who is the Red Shield? Of course, we know that is this banking family. And it's not just that one. We use that name interchangeably with all the others, these bloodlines who are at the top, who've controlled the world. And maybe they own, you know, countries, they own, you know, a lot of different things. Whatever there is to own, they've owned it, like a gigantic Risk board. Have you ever played the game of Risk, everybody? That is a game kind of like Monopoly. Monopoly is about them too, but Risk is where it's on a bigger scale, where these people literally, you know, the name of the game is where you go and you control countries, and you move your armies onto a certain land, and you try to defeat that area, and so that you gobble up the control over more and more and more of the land. And also you would control, you know, who owns Google and who owns, you know, you're like, oh, well, that's on the stock market. No, the stock market's fake. Stock market is just a place to gamble. The whole point is that this is how the evildoers have really not only just run the world, but they've owned the world. And this is what President Trump is saying, that he is fighting them. He's healing us, saving the patient from the Red Cross, the Red Shield. Okay, I see somebody over here, and I'm so glad. I thank you, Grandma of Two Kids, for becoming a monthly supporter. I didn't even know that was a thing. It is a thing. If you guys want to support the channel, you can become a monthly supporter. And I've been meaning to tell you about this, because someone a few weeks ago was, and I never even talk about this, but they sent a really nice donation. Would you believe Rumble took half of it? Like, what is this? Are you kidding me? So I'm just wanting you to be aware. If you want to support the channel, maybe become a monthly supporter, that'd be great. Or you can go to melissaredpill.com and support what we do over there. But either way, I was like, really? That was like, what are you guys doing? Whatever. I do appreciate Rumble. I do appreciate it, because we've been able to get the truth out and be here communicating with each other for all this time. So I do appreciate Rumble. But I'm just wanting you guys to know that if you're trying to support this channel, a donation won't so much. Now, the other ones, I think the monthly does come to us. So, all right. So, yeah, just so you see, on Wikipedia itself, it says that this is a blank. I'm scared to say the word because I don't want to get in trouble. But you see that word right there, starts with a J, noble banking family. And it sounds so innocuous, sounds so just really helping the people to have money. No, they control the wealth of the world. And this is what all these bloodlines have done. And they own, own countries and own, just all this gigantic wealth. Now, I will say, if you haven't seen my video, go on my highlights on Melissa Red Pill on my X account, and you'll see that they have shorted silver and gold so much that they could not meet their margin calls, and they cannot pay back the people if they call for their to cash out on their silver or gold. So I believe biblically this is the answer that we've been waiting for, the answer to God's promise that they would be looted. All their silver and their gold will be restored to the righteous. So this is how, one of the ways, many ways that he is destroying the cabal, saving us, this patient, from certain death from these people, because they're no good, no bueno. All right, so I want you to see that, but look at the very center of the crest and you will see a little shield, a very small shield right in the middle. And I'll go ahead and show you this one. Yeah, I'll show you that next. All right, but let me show you the shield. Right there in the center of the crest, you'll see another red crest. And that's what they had years ago, by all accounts, they had put this out as their symbol to come and do the banking at their company, because they would, it would be very dangerous for you to carry gold from, one place to the other, from Rome to Frankfurt or wherever you were going. And so they ended up making sure they would say, okay, my son, whatever, they had like five sons, he's in Frankfurt and you're in Rome. And so you just send this little paper and he'll know that to give you this money, because then you don't have to worry about carrying it and it's going to be too dangerous. And so that's how they have acquired so much wealth in all the world, because they have, they've done all this, this shady business. But that was their logo right outside their door, the shield on their front door, supposedly. That's what we were told. And so, yeah, this shield, in my opinion, is the red shield is, okay, that, yeah, I'm sure that's the symbol. I don't disagree that that's a symbol. But when I hear the word rot and child, you simply put that together and you realize what's really behind the word. Not about a shield. I know that that's the translation, but the real word is really talking about what, how they've acquired so much wealth and all of this smuggling and this trafficking. And so it's, they receive this power from the dark forces themselves, from Satan himself. Because as our Lord Jesus was told, if you will bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world. Jesus said, no, They said yes. And so they got all this, these dark powers that you and I would never even think of. And that's how they've been able to gain all this wealth and power over all the world. So this is what I posted today, this picture right here of the shield. But then if you zoom in, you see right there is this red shield right in the middle. And that is really about the Red Cross, okay, that I had put out on this video today. See if I can find that one. This one right here? No. This one right here? No. Maybe this one. Oh, wait, whatever, wherever it was, the name of this video that we were doing today. All right, so with the Red Cross. Oh, that one. I posted, went right to it. Okay, yeah. So you see how that's very, very similar. And this is the Red Cross comms that he's trying to get us to talk about. And that's why we're talking about it today on this video. And that's why I really appreciate you doing the same thing. Whether, you know, whether you share this video or other videos, whatever, just share so people can connect what he's doing. He's trying to destroy this red shield. He's fighting against these people. And he really doesn't need to fight us too. Everybody try not to fight President Trump while he's trying to save us. It's like, you know, the person who's drowning and then they're trying to drown the person who's saving them. It's like, come on, you guys, you know, low IQ, don't fight him. All right. So, all right. I want you to see that. Now I've got something else to show you. Okay. I'm going to do that in a second. But before we do, as far back to healing, definitely if you have any issues at all, or even if you're just trying to be preventative, go to this page right here about remedies. And I am loving it. I'm loving it. I'm telling you, we just did something. And a dear friend of mine, he's like, every time someone is sick, I'm like, do this. All these remedies right here. I'm going to post it right here on the chat. And Songbird, please go put that over on YouTube too. But, you know, we try something and it works. The natural remedies actually work. They actually work. You know, and that's why I'm so thankful. I've got more things to add to this because every time I find out about something else, you know, it actually works. And that's why the Bible says, well, actually, the book of Jasher says, the Bible says to look at the book of Jasher. The book of Jasher says that we will, and the book of Jubilees says that we will return to the old ways and that our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. That's what we are doing. And I have these wonderful people who have worked so hard to try to get real, true healing. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go for the real healing, not just masking symptoms and for there to continue to be a problem and then more side effects to it. That's what this person had been doing for such a long time. And now, not so much. So fun to see people get well. Really, really is fun. And so if you want to find out more about what each of these does, they're wonderful. The silver solution is natural antibiotic, anti-mold, anti-fungus. This is the foreign protein cleanse. Absolutely wonderful to help if you've been damaged from the jab. The humic fulvic, so amazing. Making you like a little green plant instead of a wilty plant, just make you all vibrant and beautiful. And so also the black seed oil, I put that on my face. I also drink it and it is so good to heal and everywhere. It's wonderful. There's the EDTA drops. That's like a I didn't even say the word. Anyway, just check it out. Better not say anything else. And also this M blue that RFK has been taking. But each one of these have a video explaining it over on the remedies page. And they have a new page for a Freedom Force Battalion and with the special offers. And I'm going to post this right now. You can not only get the special, but you can also get an additional 15% off because you're Freedom Force Battalion people. Isn't that great? Thank you, Nisi. I'm so glad. It just makes me so happy to see people getting well. But yeah, they've got different offers, different specials, and you can get more information about those. Watch the videos over on the Remedies page and got the specials over here on the Premium Select Naturals. All right, so this is the thing I was going to show you. All right, y'all ready? Okay. I literally heard people saying that President Trump had blasphemed. And I'm not going to show you the whole video right here because it'll get kicked off of YouTube. But in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, they have it's a powerful portrayal of when our Lord Jesus was arrested and then he was taken to the high priest's home. His name was Caiaphas, and Caiaphas was set on having Jesus killed. I'm sure this was not the first person he'd had killed, and it was not the last. And so he was going to, you know, bring him up on some kind of charge, but he could not come up with a charge to hold Jesus for because their lies did not hold up. And so at this point, let me see if I can find it. Sure, I'll give you the right one. This one. He said, let me make sure I'm doing the right one. All right, so Caiaphas asked Jesus, he says, look at all that people are saying about you. What do you have to say for yourself? Are you the Son of the living God? He point blank asks him. And as we talked about just a few weeks ago, Jesus basically signed his own death certificate because he said, I am. Talked about this on the move, on the clip, the video I just posted about called Passover Prep. If you haven't seen that one, I really would encourage you to watch it. It really helps you to understand biblically what season we are in with this Passover and also with the counting of the Omer that I talk about. But Jesus basically admitted who he was. He says, I am the Son of the living God. When he admitted that in front of everybody, that's all there was to it. So if someone says, well, he never said that. Yes, he did. He said it. He said it. He said it. He said it right in front of all these people when he could clearly have said, I'm just a lady with a laptop. No, he says, I am the Son of the living God. And you'll see, later on it says, and you will see me coming on the clouds of heaven with all the holy angels. I mean, he did not hold back. He made it clear as crystal. All right, right there. So this is on, like I said, on the Passion of the Christ. You can find it over on YouTube. All right, so he said that. And then what is the guy Caiaphas going to say? He said, blasphemy. Blasphemy. And he tore his robe and he went over and he started beating Jesus. And then the rest of them just joined in. It was awful. Jesus knew when he said that, that was, you know, either way, Caiaphas was going to have him killed. Jesus knew that. And he came to die. He was the lamb, but not anymore. He's the lion now. A beautiful lion behind me. So yeah, this blasphemy is exactly what they said about Trump. Blasphemy. I'm like, okay, y'all are being a little dramatic. You guys are being dramatic right now. But they had to flip out. They just had to flip out because they have TDS. And it's so interesting to see. Still, I don't know if some of these people that I think are good, if they're in on it and they're doing this to have the Streisand effect to get everybody all jazzed up. I don't know. It, you know, the jazzing up does help to get this truth out into the masses. But yeah, that was only two people I've ever known of to be called blasphemers are Jesus and Trump. I'm just saying. It's a wild deal. And, you know, I appreciate what I was on with Nicholas earlier today. And he was saying, you know, I think it's an honor to say you want to be like the Lord Jesus, that you want to go and heal people like Jesus, you know. And that's what Nick was saying when he posted this originally. And then President Trump just posted this again and the world came unglued. All right, fine. All right. Yeah. So anyway, those were the things I wanted you to see. The main thing I want you to make sure that you connect those dots for people and they understood there's no Red Cross on here. Why is he saying Red Cross? Because he's trying to expose the truth about the Red Cross, which is the Red Shield, which is the Rothschilds. And he's trying to heal us from all that they have done to us. Done? Okay. Y'all with me? Yes. Oh, they had Jesus derangement syndrome. I like that, Miss Jacobs. That is right. They had Jesus derangement syndrome. And, you know, this is the thing, you know, they had Jesus derangement syndrome. People think of Jesus as, you know, that they love him and they realize that but they don't realize how the powers that be absolutely hated Jesus. And that's why they nailed him physically to a cross. They're like, we have got to get him to shut up because he's exposing all of our crimes. Okay. That's why they wanted us to shut up. And that's why they, want President Trump to shut up. All right. So yeah, there you go. All right, now I want you to see this, and I've shown it to you before, but I've got to say it again because what is happening with the blockade in the Strait of Hormuz is all about Revelation chapter 18. If you're not familiar with this, these are my books right here on Amazon. This is the one End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This is the decode of the book of Revelation. I go chapter by chapter, verse by verse through the book of Revelation. And so you want to definitely listen to that one. That's or if you want to understand the truth about end times and Revelation, that's the one right there. And you can also go to my page, melissaredpill.com, and go to the end times, the audiobooks, and you can and get them and download them and listen to them. I also have the book, The Golden Age, also Major Clues from Minor Prophets. You will love that one. If you've never understood what the Haggai and Zechariah and all these ones were saying, Zephaniah, Hosea, what they were talking about, you will love it because they're talking to people in our day, to us, the ones who are in this battle fighting against the criminal cabal. And also, this is biblical. All these Bible stories are happening before our eyes. It's really a sight to behold. But yeah, so this one, though, the one that on this grouping right here, you can get all of them. If you get three, you get the new one free for the Golden Age. But yeah, so I want you to see what is the decode of Revelation chapter 18. It's about commerce. The red shield, the red cross, the Rotis have controlled the world through this commerce. And President Trump is shutting it down. And this is what it's talking about right here in Revelation 18. They will weep and cry aloud. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can go listen to the book, or you can go actually on that page on melissaredpill.com. You can look at the video series. We have a whole video series on it that you can watch every one of the videos. The merchants will become wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They'll weep and cry out, how terrible for that great city. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. What's happening right now, you guys, with this blockade? They are losing $450 million a day. They are just... Talk about the bleeding. They are bleeding out. They've already been in a difficult spot, and they thought they were going to hold us down. Well, no, we're going to stop you because no one's coming through there by the might of the U.S. military. They never thought President Trump would do it, and he is. He's doing it. So all their wealth is gone. That's exactly what it's talking about in the book of Revelation. Who knew that it was really going to be boiling down to this international commerce, this literal ships and where they go. And I'll tell you, some of these ships that have gone through there, that have been allowed to go through, they've checked in their papers. And I'm telling you, if there's somebody trafficking, it's not happening. They're not going through. That's what he's really trying to say, especially because a bunch of this Epstein stuff is coming out. You know, don't think it was just, you know, on Epstein Island. This is what they've done on ships all over. And that's over. And I'm going to show you this post right here. Hang on, I've got to show you one more. Okay, right here. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there's no one left to buy their goods. She bought great quantities of gold, silver, jewels, pearls, and keep going on down. She bought cinnamon, spices, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, and bodies. That is human slaves, as in human trafficking. That's what it's been about. That's what he's saying when he says Red Cross. He's stopping that. And that's why he wants us to piece it together and share this information. Yeah, all your luxuries and splendors are gone forever, never to be yours again. And they throw dust on their heads and show their grief. How they cry out, how terrible. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth. All these things I just mentioned on the seas in a single moment, it's all gone. And what are we to do? Rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God, and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes, at last. We are living in the day. Pinch yourself right now. We are living in the day. I'm so thankful, not only to be living in the day, but also to be able to have eyes to see it. And there are a lot of people who see it, but they don't see the full picture of how it's biblical. I'm so thankful to be able to see it. I'm so thankful to be able to share it with you guys. Then verse 21, then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it into the ocean and shouted, just like this, the great city Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. What is the whole thing about a millstone? It'd be better that the millstone were hung around their neck and they were cast in the depths of the sea. What is the first part of that verse? It says, then if they were to hurt a little one, it'd be better for them that the millstone was hung around their neck and they were cast into the depths of the sea. That's what it's talking about. This is the end of it. End of all the trafficking. End of controlling the worldwide commerce. End of controlling all the money, end of impoverishing all the nations, end of causing America to be sick and every country to be sick, all of it. It's over. It's over. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Finally, rejoice, for at last God has judged her for your sakes. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Okay, so I want you to see that. And here's the link so you can go and look at more about the books if you want to. There it is right there. And I think you'll really enjoy them. And also, like I said, over there, you will, on my channel, you on my website, actually, here's the audiobooks. If you go there and you look at on the End Times page, and you look, scroll down to the bottom, it'll show you all the videos where we go chapter by chapter by chapter. And you can, I mean, you can go in any order you want. I really recommend that you get the study guide and you do your study and do your homework, and then you'll really be glad. But if you want to just go and pick out just like chapter 18, then that will help you to piece all this together. All right, so here's what's really seriously going on in this Strait of Hormuz right this very minute, at least before I came on here. Telling the news is going so fast, it's just impossible to almost to keep up. But yeah, I want you to hear what he's saying as far as all these ships trying to go through here.
No interdictions to be reported here. All right, see on this map here, we took a cross section from a year ago in the Strait of Hormuz and compared it to what's happening between March 31st and April 7th, so about a week's time. You see that red flow? It's like a healthy artery coming out of here, the Persian Gulf, around the Strait of Hormuz. And today, you've got a much different picture. I would focus clearly right here on that particular crossing. Remember, that's the area where the bottleneck has been held up in the Strait of Hormuz. I'll advance at one time here and show you a little bit here. Everything you see in green, these are major ports on Gulf countries, Gulf states, so on the left side of the Persian Gulf. On the right side, you've got the main Iranian ports. We've marked six here on our map. There's anywhere between 6, 14, up to 32, but these are the major ports now. That's why you've got one up by Karg Island and one here by Bandar Abbas as well. I'll advance at one time and watch this, all right? This is when people talk about these choke points, right? And they're all in the same geographic area, right? Talked a lot about the Strait of Hormuz, a little bit about the Suez Canal, and now this one, the crossing between Yemen and Djibouti, got three major waterways there where you need access for the international economy to flow and flow freely, okay? One more. This is what we think has happened in the last 24 hours. Now, we reported last hour that three ships did cross through the Strait of Hormuz today. One was from Panama, one was from the Cook Islands in the South Pacific, one was from Guyana there in the northern coast of South America. These are all considered to be Chinese ships. And this one here in the yellow, this one paused, turned around because of the blockade, and then continued its passage onward. So 4, 5, 6, it's more than zero. Retired Vice Admiral Kevin Donegan's here.
There you go. I really appreciate, you know, him showing us a visual like that. That's really helpful. And you saw on here all the ports are shut down, so they can't sell anything. They're losing money every minute of the day. These ships were allowed, they were allowing their ships to go through there, and they're not anymore. So they're really in a sad situation. So there you go. They thought that they held the cards, but actually President Trump holds the Trump card. All right, I want you to see that one. And I also want you to see this one right here. Okay, they're talking about there might be peace talks in Pakistan within the next couple of days. Now, they said they're not going to even go over there and meet unless they have already agreed beforehand that they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. And so, really, every minute that passes by, they're losing money. And so, you know, it appears that, you know, they are going to have these peace talks, but again, they won't do it unless there's no reason to go over there if it's going to be the same song and dance. But again, as I said in the last video, I think maybe on Sunday, I'm like, I know that this is part of this good cop, bad cop negotiation. They can't come across looking like they're weaklings. They've got to go in it. Okay, we're going to play tough. But then, okay, well, you know, they hold all the power because they've got the U.S. military. So we'll have another meeting and we'll say, okay, well, we agree to that. But, you know, hemming and hawing and whatever. So President Trump said he wants 100%. I know that's his tough negotiations, but I'm sure he'll give them, you know, throw them a bone or something, and so that they'll have something that they can say, oh, we got that. Either way, President Trump is the negotiator-in-chief, he is the one who has written The Art of the Deal. And he is giving us all a lesson in The Art of the Deal right now. He says something could be happening over the next 2 days. We're inclined to go there again if they are willing to say no more nuclear weapons. All right. And so the last thing I'm going to show you is another. We could be on here for hours talking about all the things that are going on. But this is where Marco Rubio is meeting with Lebanon and Israel to talk for the first time in decades to end this grip on the region. So what you and I know is that this has been really a proxy war. This whole thing has just been, you know, the same two sides of the same coin, the two sides always fighting each other to keep control of the region and to keep all this mayhem going, to be able to control, you know, control what goes on there. And so they're having this meeting because really this is, compared to Iran, this is kind of smaller potatoes. It will be resolved. And then we're really at the verge of having peace on earth. I don't think that Ukraine can last much longer. That's a whole another story. I think that financially Europe can't fund the thing, and they know President Trump's not going to do it, right? And so here they are, you know, in a difficult situation because where are they going to go and get their oil? And they're not going to be able to get oil from Iran if they are trying to continue to foment war. Anybody who's trying to foment war, they're not going to be able to play and get their commerce. That day is over. We have to all play nice on the playground. That's the way, you know, this whole idea of having these wars to keep control over the world is that's just over. We're going to have peace on earth. The Bible says that nation will not rise against nation. Neither will they train for war anymore. They'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. That's over. We're not going to continue these wars, and each nation will be sovereign and they'll make their own decisions, but not be proxies for this globalist cabal, this red shield, red cross rotties. Now, I can lay the foundation for lasting stability, prosperity, and peace for both nations. So it's like that pixie stick is the last pixie, one of the last pixie sticks to come up. Once you have all these other bigger things out of the way, then we can get this one resolved too. And Ukraine will be probably next, and Cuba. Those are some of the last pixie sticks to come up. I think that's everything. What y'all think? I hope you enjoyed that. I'm excited to see, you know, President Trump putting out all these comms and for us to be able to share this great information so that people can know that this is the end times for them. It really is. It's their end times. Rejoice over her fate. Rejoice over her fate. Oh, heaven and people of God and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes. You know, no more are they going to be able to run all this roughshod over the world. We're going to have peace for the people, protecting the people. And that's the whole point about the ending the wars, is to protect the innocent, protecting the people, and not giving more power to the lawless ones. All right. I think that's it. I'm going to pray. We're going to jet. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that your word is true. We can count on it. You told us all, you know, thousands of years ago what was going to happen, and we're watching it happen in real time. Thank you, Lord. We are right now pinching ourselves that you have allowed us to live to see this day, and we get to be a part of what you're doing, and you have helped us to understand it and to piece it together. We praise you, and we thank you that you are the king of the world and that nothing can stop what is coming. They can't stop you. They can't stop you. They couldn't stop you then. They can't stop you now. You are going to rule this earth, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are the boss. You are the Lord. We pray all this in your wonderful name. And we also, again, lift up everyone on the battalion and everyone who's listening, everyone who's fighting on the side of right, that they will be healthy and strong and be able to fight, fight, fight. And Lord, those who have been doing evil will be stopped. That everything that they attempt will completely fail utterly. I pray that for every hair on their heads will of the righteous will be protected, and that you will show them the way to be healthy so that they can live 1,000 years. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for the good doctors and the good healers who have really worked so hard to make sure that we have these good ways and remedies that we can use to maintain our health and live and survive what they've done to us. Thank you, Lord, for your touch that really does heal us, because you are our great physician. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King and Doctor and Miracle Worker, Peacemaker, Jesus. We pray all these things in your great name. I love you guys. I'm going to jet out of here, and I will see you on Saturday morning at 10:30. So get ready, and I will talk to you later.
From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.